An industrial solvent that contaminated groundwater in an area of North Pole may be the subject of a federal study. Sulfalane has been nominated by the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation for study under the National Toxicology Program. DEC Environmental Health Program Acting Manager Nim Ha says the move is aimed at getting answers to questions about the health effects of sulfalane.
There's some data gaps in what we know about sulfalane toxicity in terms of human health. For example, what are the developmental effects of sulfalane, chronic sulfalane exposure. There are no chronic toxicity studies in the scientific literature right now.
Ha says the state could hear whether the National Toxicology Program accepts the sulfalane study nomination as early as next month. She says any sulfalane studies would be conducted on animals. Sulfalane was first detected in groundwater outside the North Pole refinery boundary in October 2009. The contamination is traced to historic spills at the facility. Current owner Flint Hill has provided new city wells and offered bottled water, water tanks, filters, and other fixes for people whose private wells were contaminated.